When they take it off, the chiddush is poishtin or makalfin or manichin tachas v'shoyim. So you're allowed to take off the big dekuna and fold it up and put it under the head and lie on top of the head. So who is the kasha? How could they lie on top of it? Because they're having a dream from it. If you tell me now the begadim are also b'hanor, the chiddush will still be also b'hanor. So we'll soon see. The kol poim, we want to say now, really, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Who are then you can't walk with it? Then why does it say not to sleep? To tell me this chiddush, you're allowed to put it under your head. So Umar says now, what are you telling me? That poishtan who makaslu no manichin nois and takas v'shayim. You're allowed to fold them up at night and put it under your head. So the churavaita shamet v'nof and here also we should have a raya that dig dekuna nit no lanispem. Again we should have a raya that you're allowed to have enjoyment from the begodim. Because if you tell me now the begodim are also b'hano, there's only a special heter to wear it to have enjoyment when you're doing the avoidom. So at night when you're sleeping, you're not doing an avoidah. So how are you allowed to put your head, like use it for a pillow? Before you have an enjoyment from it. So my answer is, Enechnami, Amar Rapopam, Loitei Matachas Rosheyen, don't say you're allowed to put it underneath your head to use it for a pillow. Elo'eimo Keneged Rosheyen. It means they put it on the side of the head. That's where they put it. So what's the Chiddush putting it on the side of your head? So Rashi says, V'seif Yisrochlei, Shina the Nokim Mishun the Boil Hashminon, Shemuta Lito Tachas Vashayim, Vesula Yichbislanim Yifiach Miachasha Poishtun. In other words, Vaisa is Big Dekun also has Kedusha. Just like when you wear tefillin, and not allowed to let out any air, who are them when you're wearing a begodim also, you're not supposed to let out any, and you're not supposed to be a fiach. So the Chiddush is, even though it's on the side of your head, still you're allowed to be mafiach. And then it's not called like you're wearing it. That's the Chiddush. And next Rashi, Kenegad Vashayim, Eitzel Vashayim. And that's the Chiddush. That even though it's like Rashi Shemaimina, midemut lanichan etzloi lechashin l'shem yafiach. That's part of the chiddush here. That you're allowed to leave the big dekuna on the side of your head when you're sleeping, and even though when you're sleeping the ma'i let out some wind, still that's no iser. Because since you're not wearing the begodim, there's no bizoyin to the begodim. The Gemara says, "Hachi nami mistavra." I'll bring you a raya for this also. Say Hashem. No, before that, Eleima Kneged Hashem. And Amar of Meshashia Shamat Minoah from this halacha that the Kohanim were allowed to put the big dekuna on the side of the head when they went to sleep, and it's not called a bizoyin al sham yafiach. Then, whereas other Meforshim learn it should be a question, maybe a fool on the floor. So you see, you're not afraid of it. So Shamat Minoah, we have the same raya that's filling minatzad shapadomi. When you go to sleep, you're allowed to leave the tefillin on the side of your head. So the same shaila, the way Rashi learns, even though maybe you'll be a fiach then, while you're sleeping, you let out some wind, but so what? Since you're not wearing the tefillin is just on the side of you, there's no bizoyin. So Rashi, tefillin the minat tzad, l'nich and etzlei kishu yoshin. You're allowed to leave it on the side of you when you're going to sleep. And we're not afraid that maybe you let out your fiach then, according to other meforshim, we're not afraid maybe you fall on the floor. Taisa says, yeah, in if Yahweh Parakama the Tomid Yeva Forish Time Machrina, Lechashina Dilma is Nagdir, Vinofal Alayu, Viki Bizoyan Tfilin. Maybe you roll over it and you fall on top of it, it's an Ibizoyan. Kamashno, I'm not afraid of that. It's better. Not that it'll fall on the floor, but we should be afraid maybe you'll roll on top of it. So since you see it's Mutta, a big dekuna, and you're supposed to be Naig the Kedusha, and you see it's Mutta, so you see it without afraid. Who had been for tefillin also, you would be allowed to put your tefillin on the side of your head when you go to sleep. This is also a svar, the way we're saying, the keneged rishayim. That the Brisa says, when they go to sleep, the Kohanim have to take off their begodim, and they're allowed to put it like a pillow under the head, it doesn't really mean mamish under the head, but just means on the side of the head. That's the svar. Why? These takbataita, because if you're going to tell me, Tachas Roshayim, that really it means they used the begodim but as a pillow, it was under the head, they were having enjoyment from the begodim. Safili, you want to tell me, you're allowed to have hanof from the begodim, shlei b'shas avoidom, of a betekus le mishum klayim. The chuda should be nista klayim involved. You have no heter to wear klayim. To ika avnate, because he's wearing the avnate, and the avnate is made from klayim. So b'shas di avoidom, we say yesterday, chaleisa say, the Torah says you're allowed to wear klayim, b'shas you do the avoida. But b'shas you're sleeping, what's the heter to have anor from klayim? By the hinami, the nitul enesper, and I feel you want to tell me that really you're allowed to have anor from it. But how are you allowed to have enough from Klayim? So that's a raya lamai. You're not putting your head on top of the begodim mamish, but rather your head is on the side and you're not leaning on top of the begodim. So the Gemara says, no, who says there's Klayim here? Honich laman di yoma avneto shokoyin godom. The avnet the Kohen Gadol wore, that was the same avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore a whole year. So then we know the Kohen Gadol was made out of Klayim, but just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet was made out of Klayim, who had in the avnet of a regular Kohen the whole year was also made out of Klayim. Elo laman the yomer, avneto shel Kohen Gadol, loy zeu avneto shel Kohen Hedyot. No, the special avnet the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur, true. That one was made out of Klayim. But the regular avnet, the Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, was not made out of Klayim. So then, Ma'ik Lameina, what's your raya then? You know, who says the avnet had Klayim in it? True, the avnet on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, the war, that had your Klayim. But who said the avnet, the Kohen Hedyot war, had Klayim? Rashi. Honicho, hodoloi chayish the Klayim, laman diom avnet, the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippurim, shul shabutz. Zeo avnet, the shul Hedyot. Call your Moshe Shono. We ain't climb the big day Kohen Hedyot shopper. A little different, Rashi saying, no better. Rashi says, Hanich, what you're not afraid of climbing if you hold that the Avnet, the Kohen Gadol, the war on Yom Kippur, which is made out of boots, which is only linen and not any wool. If that's the way the regular Kohen Hedyot's Avnet was made the whole year, then it's good. There was no climb involved. But if you learn, no, that the Avnet, the Kohen Gadol, the war on Yom Kippur, true, was made out of boots, made out of linen. But the Kohen Hedyot's avnet the whole year was made out of both linen and wool. Then you have a kasher. How can you? That's the raya. Like, how could you tell me it means a lot to put the head on top of it? If there's a pillow, it has klayim. You're not allowed to have enough from klayim. So that's the svar to say the brisa doesn't mean mamish to use it as a pillow, but rather just keep it on the side. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me klayim for levisha for halohu diyoser. Maybe it's only not allowed to put klayim on top of you, or you can't wear a bigger to klayim. But here you're not putting it on top of you. If I can't, you're putting it underneath your head. Of Bahatsor Shari, maybe to put it underneath you, it's mutter to put klayim underneath you. For the Gemara name, Vatani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yalo lechem. You're not allowed to put it on top of you. Midiraisa. Avala tomut alatia tachtecha. True. Midiraisa, you're allowed to put klayim underneath you. You're allowed to use it as a pillow or as a sheet. Klayim. Avala omru chachomin. But you should know, the Chom told us, also, Lassus Cain, there's an Isser. The Chum said, the Rabbanon, it's also to put Klayim even like a sheet or like a pillow. So, Zoy Michael, what can you say here? How could you say now that you're allowed to put the Avnet underneath your head with Teres a pillow? I, the Avnet, is made out of Klayim. And there's also the Rabbanon, I call upon him to put something Klayim underneath you. To have Hanor, to receive enjoyment from Klayim, even though it's underneath you, it's also the Rabbanon. Hey, true midi, right? The Torah says, like, klayim is only in Yisra Levisha, only if you're wearing it, or else the Yisra is if you put it on top of you. But to put it underneath you, it's awesome, and the Rabbanon not call upon him. Yeah, and what's the reason why? Shema tichruch neimu achas avasorei. Because even though it's underneath you, we're afraid maybe a string that's sticking out of it will get wrapped around your hand, and that's called a aloh, that's called wrapped around you. And that would be awesome in the raisa. So therefore, with the rabbonin, you're not allowed to be on top of klayim, because the gzera maybe, while you're on top of it, a string of it will wrap around your hands. And that would be an issue of the raisa. The chitayim maybe will answer me, demafsik lei midi, benei benei. Maybe it's only Yosef if you're directly sleeping on top of the klayim. But maybe if you have the klayim underneath a few sheets, you have a few sheets, and underneath the sheet is the avnet, so there's no gzero. Maybe your hands will wrap around the klayim, maybe then it's mutter. Mor says, no, even that is awesome. The Yomer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rebbe, Mishum Kola Kadisha of Yerushalayim. He said over from the Kodesh Dika Kila of Yerushalayim that Afilo Ese Mutsois, Zu Agav Zu. Afilo, you have 10 sheets, one on top of another. Uklayim Tachtayim, and you should know the bottom sheet, the one underneath the bottom sheet is Klayim, is also Lishan Alayim. Midirabonim, there's an Isser to go on top of Klayim, even though there's a sheet down between you. Because like Luke, the Rabbanim made Xero, you can never go on top of Klayim. You can't have enjoyment from Klayim. Elo Lav Shemamino, Keneged Roshayim Shemamino. There's a good raya that the Brisa says you're allowed to put the begodim underneath your head, but there is a pillow, doesn't mean mamish, but there is a pillow, and means on the side of your head. But avadi, your head was not lying on top of the begodim. For two reasons it could be. One, it could be because it's also to have hanor from the begodim. And even if Tim Slaim is mutter to have on the begodim, but if the beggar was like was the avne, which had klayim on it, but there was klayim, there's an issim of the rabbanon not upon him. Rav Ashi says another teretz. L'yerdam atayu maybe takas rishayim. Maybe no, maybe tak you're allowed to put the begodim underneath your head. And true, you're allowed to have enjoyment from big dekuna. Aye, the kasher is v'komestani miklayim. Or v'zoy you're having enjoyment from klayim also, and that's also. What's the heter? But shalos you're sleeping, there's no avoid, there's no heter deichlois to say. How do you have a right to have enjoyment from klayim? The avne had klayim in it. It was made out of wool and linen. The teretz is big dekuna koshenein. I tell you, the begodim that were made for the big dekuna were very hard ones. They're made out of hard material. And the klal is hard material, you don't have enjoyment from it. So therefore, there's no with the klayim. And this, the klayim, is only if you have enjoyment from it. You don't have a nor from klayim. If it's a thick material that doesn't give you any enjoyment, that's mutter. Shrashi koshenein, v'yein mischamimin, lefikach ein ve mishum klayim. So this Rashi here is mashma, there's no with the klayim at all. You have no enjoyment from it at all, and therefore there's no Issa Klayim at all. Other Mephoshim learn, though, that, like we learned before, there are two Issurim by Klayim. There's one Issa, you're not allowed to put it on top of you or wear it. Now, some learn wearing Klayim is also even if you don't have Anor. Stam, a Maisel of Isha is also. So they'll learn even when the Begodim are hard, still you're not allowed to wear it. But here we're not talking about wearing it. Here we're talking about putting it underneath your head, which is only Yosim and the Rabbonin. There's only else, you're not allowed to be Matsiya Tachtecha. So for this Issim of the Rabbonin to be Matsi underneath you, it's only Issim of the Rabbonin if the material is such a material soft that you could have Hanor from it. But if it's a hard material that you can't have any enjoyment from it, then there's no Issim of the Rabbonin. Le'enachnami, to wear Klayim that's mamish hard, that's awesome. But for this Rashi, it's mashma not like that. Rashi's mashma that if the begodim are hard, you're not having any Hanor from it, and male, there's no Issim of the Klayim at all. Like Rav Huna said over the name of Rav Yeshua, that high namta, that's a hard piece of material, gamda, like a mat, a hard mat, the narish, came from the place narish, shariah, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. And even though it was made out of klayim, but since it was a hard mat, it didn't have any hano, any enjoyment, it's muta. Shrashi namta loved, yagamda kosher, shari ain't by mishum klayim, ta law duvid lavisha dispe hano chimamhu diyisir. Allah is also, and Levisha is only author if you have enjoyment from it. But if you're wearing the begodim, that are very hard begodim, you have no enjoyment from it, there's no Issa Klayim. So now the big dekuna here was made koshim, was hard, therefore there's no Issa Klayim. It could be you're allowed to put your head and mamash on top of the avnet. Toshima, big dekuna hayoytze ben the medina osir. You're not allowed to wear the begodim and take it outside Yerushalayim. Hayoytze ben the medina, if you go into Yerushalayim with it, it's osir. Of the Migdash, Mashenken in the base Mikdash itself, Bain Bishas Avoidom, Bain Shloi Bishas Avoidom Mutter. You're allowed to wear them. Nevneshe Big De Kuna Nitul Henesben. Shema Mina. That's a Raya. Before we had this question, are the Karnim allowed to have enjoyment from the Begodim in the base Mikdash, even when they're not doing the Avoidom? The Terah says yes, they're allowed to have enjoyment from it. And one shot is because, La Nitnu Terah Lamalchi Asharis. The Terah can say that. The second you get finished doing the Avodah, you have to take it off. Like you're not a Malach. Amor, you have to leave it on a little bit longer. So Elamai, once you have it on, you put it on for the purpose of doing an Avodah, you're allowed to keep it on. There's no Issa to keep it on to have enjoyment from it. So the Marv Medina Lai, but you're telling me now what? You're not allowed to wear your begodim outside the base of Migdash into Yerushalayim. For a time, you will learn like this, Abraiso. The Eskrim V'chamisha B'Tevis. In the 25th day of Tevis, it happened that Yoim HaGrizimu. This day is called the day of Hag Rizim. We'll soon see why. The Lele Mitzvah, we made the Yomtiv, that you're not allowed to stay a Hesper today. Why? What was so great about this day? The Meister was like this. Yoim Shebikshu Kusim Es Beis Elokeinu Melechsandrius Muktim Lachrivoy. That the Kusim made trouble for Klal Yisrael, and they went and told the Melech, Alexandria Muktim, to go and be Machriv the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Kusim said. The Kusim told the Melech, go and destroy the base Lakeno, destroy the base Amigdish. Reshus. And the Melech gave the Kusim Reshus. The Kusim said, we want to destroy the base Amigdish. The Melech says, okay, you can do it. Now Now they told this gezerah to Shimon HaTzadik. They told him that the Melech gave Rishut Sirkusim to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Is now also, what did Shimon HaTzadik do? He was a Kohen, Kohen Gadol. Lovash Big Dekuna. He wore the Big Dekuna. V'nisat the Big Dekuna. And if he wore the hat of the Big Dekuna also. Omiyakiri Yushlayim. And the Choshev people from Yushlayim, Imai went with him. V'yavukah shal Or B'yadayim. And he had torches of fire in the hands. The whole Laila, the whole night, they were walking from Yushlayim to the Alexandrian Muktim. They went to visit him. So the whole night they were walking there. Is halolu hochim mitzadzeh? The halolu hochim mitzadzeh. Some of them walked on this side of Shimon HaTzadik, and some of them walked on the other side of Shimon HaTzadik. At Sha'olom HaShachar, they walked the whole night until it came Amish the morning. Kiva in Sha'olom HaShachar, as soon as it came Omer HaShachar, is Omer Lahem mi halolu. So Asandria Muktim asked the people, who are these people coming? Is Omer Lois, they told him, Sami asked the Kusim, who are these people coming? Omer Lo Yehudim. So the Kusim said back, these are the Jews coming. Shemor Dubuchot, that they're rebelling against you. Is Kivan, some stam of the Melech Alexandrian, wants to go have Muhammad with them, wants to go kill them out. Is Kivan Shegia Lian Tifrois, when they came to this place on Tifrois, Zorchachama, that's when the sun came out Legamri, came very light. And that's when the king, Alexandria Muktim, met Shimon HaTzadik. They met Zebezer. Now Kivan Shirol is Shimon HaTzadik. As soon as the Alexandrian Muktim saw Shimon HaTzadik, right away, Yoredi Makarftoi, he went off his horse. V'ishtachav l'fon of it, he bowed down in front of him. That's what the king did. His omrulois, so the people told to the king, Melech Godu Kamoyscha, a great king like you, Yishtachav l'Yehudoi, how come you're bowing down to the Yehudim? And the Sam the Kusim said this. L'Yehudi Zeh, how come you're bowing down to this Jew, Shimon HaTzadik? Omrulohem, so Alexandria Muktim said, you should know, that Dmust Yuknoi shows there a picture of Shimon HaTzadik. Whenever I went out to have war, I always saw the picture of Shimon HaTzadik in front of me, and he was the one that helped me win the Muhammad. That was the night that it happened. So the kid says, he finally met up with Shimon HaTzadik, he gave him big respect. Izomar, so he said, Loma, Omalahem, Lama Bosim, so yes, Shimon HaTzadik, what are you coming for? Omru, so Shimon HaTzadik told back to Alexandria Muktim, Efsha Bayis, Shemeshpalim Boyalechon, the house, the Beis HaMikdash, that we daven for you, via machuscha, we daven for your kingdom. Shloi techrov, it should not be chorev. Yisav v'choyv dekachovim lachrivoy. Like you gave over the right to the goyim to destroy our Beis HaMikdash. Like you made a toyis yisavuchom. You gave a mistake. They gave them that the goyim could destroy it. Is om malahem mialolo. So the melech achsan yomuk demes. Who are these people? Om malay kusim alolo. These kusim that you gave them rishus to be machrev my Beis HaMikdash. That's what they're doing. Shem l'mufanechom is omalhem harayhem misurim b'yadechem. So right away, the Melech Muktim said, you should know what? You have rishus over them now. You Jews could take care of the kusim. Is miyad right away. Nakvuhem b'yakveyem. They drilled a hole through all their ankles. Through the ankles of the kusim, they drilled a hole. V'tolom v'zon v'susayim. And they took the tails of the horses and tied it into this hole. V'yemegar v'noisim. They said, giddy up. And the horse started to run, and the guy was dragging along. Over the thorns and all the things on the floor, and so far into the horses all came to Hagrizim. As soon as all the horses, all the kusim came to Hagrizim, they plowed them in there. The zaru, and they planted them there. Karshinam. And they planted the mamas like you plant the horse food. That's where they planted the kusim. Kederach shibik shalasa the base alokenu. The way they wanted to do to the base of midish, they wanted to destroy the base of midish. That's what happened to them. They destroyed them the same way and buried them there. For yosei hayoyim that day yosua yomtiv. That was called the 25th day of Batavis. And that's called yoyim hagerizim. That's the nest that happened then, and there's a yomtiv. But our core part of the Kashrut, you see, Shimon HaTzadik here took the big dekuna and went outside Yerushalayim. He went to see Malchus the king. You know that it's also to go out chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. Exactly, go outside. He boy the same one Teretz says, ruin the big dekuna. Avada the begodim he wore at that time was not mamish big dekuna. In other words, ruin the Rishonim say means it was made roy to be the big dekuna, but they weren't mekadosh it yet. It didn't have any kedusha yet. So since it didn't have any kedusha, you were allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim. So that's why he was allowed to wear it.
the boy is saying, another teretz is, Eis lasso slash shem efeiru terasecho. True, there's an issa to do it, but at certain times, at Serach Klal Yisrael, he'll have to be over the Torah in order to save Klal Yisrael. This is like Pekuach Nefesh here. So mainly he was mutter. So Rashi, Eis lasso slash shem, Keshebo Eis, lasso is double, Lishmoy Shemokam. When it comes a time when you want to do something, Lishmoy, Lishem, Lishem, Baruch Hu, mutter lehofer by Torah. Sometimes you'll have to look over the Torah and do it. But you have to be a chochel, like Shimon HaTzadik, to know when to do it. Not anybody's allowed to say, I want to change over the Torah and Lishmoy. Chas v'sholom. It's only mutter at certain times, when the Gemara says it. So was the Meister. So Teresah, he did it, because three is two towards him. Either it didn't have any Kedushi yet, or else Takim, Mishim Eis, Lass Hashem, Afeir, Torah, Sechem. Right, then the Mishnah says, Chazon HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah. The Chazon took the Sefer Torah and gave it over to the Rosh Knesses. Then the Rosh Knesses gave it over to the Skan. In Zechura, they were Noi Kovin Zelazer. That the Chazin, the Shamish, gave it over to the Gabbai. So the Shamish would be Mechava the Gabbai in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Kohen Gadol. So the Chura Shemaminu, which have arrived from here, that Cholkin covered the Talmud, but Malkam Arav. Somebody's allowed to show respect to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. Because the Chura here, they would not cover to the Shamish, or to the Rosh Knesses, or to the Skan. One handed it to the other one. So Rom Rabbi, Rabbi says no. I tell you, Kula Mishum Kvodah the Kohen Gadol Hi. This was all not the pshat you're giving respect to the Talmud. This is all Bekovedik, how to get the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol. Misfakeret. It wasn't Bekoved that the Shamish should give the Sefer Torah straight to the Kohen Gadol. So the Shamish gave it to the Gabbai. The Gabbai gave it to the Sagan. And then the Sagan gave it to the Kohen Gadol. So it was all given over, but Torah to give over the cover to the Kohen Gadol. That's why it was Mutter. The Kohen Gadol stood up now. Michlal Shul Yeshiv. Mashma up to now he was sitting. It says now when they gave him the Sefer Torah, he stood up. Ay, Bonan Tanan, we learned that Ein Yeshiva B'Yazorah, Elul Machlis Beis Dovah B'Vad,